Okay, I want to bring on the official tea of Dr. Fitness and the Fat Guy. We have with us John Paul Lee with Tavalon Tea. John Paul, what's been going on?
Hey, guys. How you doing?
It's been a long time, my friend. How is Tavalon doing? Are you guys you guys got to be everywhere now. Everywhere we look, there's got to be Tavalon
stickers. I heard Lipton is going out of business.
Because of you guys. You guys put Lipton right out of business.
We're trying our best.
So tell us a little bit about what's been happening since the last time we spoke to you.
Yeah, well, the last time was about 2 years ago, right?
I don't know. Maybe about a year ago or so. Yeah, I know you guys have been growing and doing new stuff and getting the word out about Tavalon Tea.
Yeah, we've been in heavy expansion mode. You know, it's been a recession/depression, in my opinion. And it was a great opportunity for us. We've been really capitalizing on this opportunity to expand our visibility, our reach. You know, since we spoke last, we opened up an office in Seoul, Korea. So we have a full team out there, a local CEO who's doing amazing jobs and really getting the word out on the teas we have. And it sounds counterintuitive, you know, taking Asian teas, bringing it to the U.S. and bringing it back out to Korea, but it's working like a charm. You know, the Asian culture really embraces Western products, and they've been really enjoying it, and we've been having a good time launching out there. We've also been focusing on our wholesale and e-commerce business. We moved out of our retail location. We're looking for a new location now, actually, in Manhattan, and a much larger, bigger location where we can sell not only our regular teas, but a whole line of tea cocktails as well. So alcohol-infused tea cocktails.
Now, last time we saw you in New York City, you actually had your products in,
Bloomingdale's.
It was at Bloomingdale's. Still, has that been going well? Has that been a good exposure for you guys?
Absolutely. We're now in 22-plus locations in Bloomingdale's.
Wow. So it's gone from that one to now 22.
Yeah.
That's humongous. That's fantastic. Wow. That's
great. Boom.
Do you still make that chocolate drink? You still make that chocolate tea drink?
The chai?
Yeah.
The chai with acai in it?
Yeah,
yeah, that's
absolutely.
Right.
That stuff is so good.
Yeah, we haven't gotten a care package with that in it lately.
FYI. We need a Bloomingdale's here in Atlanta. We need a Bloomingdale's to sell that stuff down here. Do they have it here in Atlanta?
They have Bloomingdale's.
But I don't know if they have the Tavalon series going on down there. I don't know.
Yeah, I'm not sure if they have the restaurant. Is 40 Carats down there? Do you know the frozen yogurt?
I don't think it is.
Fat guy stopped shopping at Bloomingdale's. Ever since the economy went sour, fat guy stopped going to Bloomingdale's.
I just get my lingerie.
He's going to Target now. He's not going to Bloomingdale's anymore. So any new flavors, any new things that have come up since in the last year or so?
Yeah, we've been doing a lot of events, and the events have been centered around our tea cocktails. So we have now 38 tea cocktail recipes, and we're doing two of them. Yeah, we're actually doing a launching toast for the International Emmy Awards in November. And we're building out a whole Tavalon tea cocktail lounge. So we're doing a tea cocktail with a green tea-infused rum. It's called the Mojito, Motijo. It's a variation on a mojito cocktail. We're also doing a tea mimosa with our citron tea and champagne.
Hey, John, I wanted to talk to you a little bit about an idea I came up with for promoting Tavalon Tea. Tell me what you think. I want to get a dipping tank of, like, hot water and, like, you know, one of those things where you throw beanbags at and we're going to try to dunk the fat guy into a tank of Tavalon Tea that's kind of brewing and have, like, a little tea bag, like a tab attached to the top of him. So, you know, like we're dipping the fat guy into the tea to make some, you know, with the loose tea. What do you think about that?
That's awesome.
You like that? Can we do something like that? We can make some like thing and bring it in every city?
And we could charge a premium because it would be infused with my flavor.
Yeah, exactly. And we can package you and everything.
John Paul, I think that's a winning idea. There's nothing like having a fat guy in a glass tank and you know, trying to throw throw beanbags and knock them in the water.
I have a unique flavor, too, I think. It would go good with the rum.
That Asahi, maybe a little chocolate Asahi mixture might work out well with him. That's really good.
Nice.
Now, I know that you guys are always running, you know, we get tons of emails. Are there any specials that are coming up with any in relation to any holidays to give? You guys have great gift ideas with Tavalon Tea. Anything that's coming up in the near in the next couple of weeks or months?
Yeah, you guys are going to hear it first, actually. We haven't even announced it, but we're going to do an early bird special this year.
Ooh.
So well, hopefully people can just come on to the website and take advantage of our discounts and purchase all their gifts early. That way it'll all be taken care of and be all sent out around the time of their choosing.
Right. So,
and on top of that, you know, what we should do is we should create a special discount just for you guys.
That's right.
Just for you guys, for your readers.
Listen, no, we should make our listeners, we should make them pay more.
Yeah,
we
want to
go another way with it. Everybody does discounts. We want to make it. They're going to pay more.
No. But I think it's a great idea. And what better way for a holiday gift than to have tea? Because tea is healthy. It's healthy for you. It's a great gift. And you guys do a great job of packaging. And also, you have great. Lee, what was what's the package to actually make the tea in? What's that called?
Oh, that teapot.
Yeah, but it's a special type of teapot that Tavalon makes that was really
the gravity teapot.
Yeah, that's what you need too. You need one of those gravity cups.
Well, now I saw you guys also have now not conventional tea bags, but more conventional tea bags, right?
Yeah, we have tea sachets.
Sorry, I didn't mean to.
I like that. It's a great name. That's the way to go.
You got to pay extra for a sachet.
That's what I think we should do, John Paul. That's what I think we should do with the fat guy. Put him in a sachet and then dip him into the tank.
I'll dress like a sachet.
Yeah,
what shape is it in? Is it a pyramid?
It's a tea pocket. It almost looks like a handbag. It's really cool. I'll send you guys some. But it's we designed that because there was a huge demand for people who wanted premium loose leaf tea, but you know, like we all know, the U.S. is driven on convenience.
Yes,
and doing loose leaf tea and the whole teapot and kettle is a little arduous for some people. So we actually went out and sourced this tea sachet that we can hand pack. It's about twice the size of a normal pyramid tea bag out there, so we can accommodate our loose leaf tea, and it really. Captures the whole essence of convenience and quality.
Right,
so that's why we came up with it.
Hey, look, is this true that I heard about you, John Paul? That you were in a list of entrepreneurs in your teens with Bill Gates, Russell Simmons, Michael Dell, and Mark Zuckerberg.
Yeah, is that true?
I
actually thought it was a joke, quite honestly, when I first saw it. I was like, wow, I can't believe I'm on this list. But there was America.gov did a profile of 9 entrepreneurs who started their business in their 20s. And on that list was Bill Gates, Michael Dell, Russell Simmons, Mark Zuckerberg from Facebook.
And Sergey Brin and Larry Page from Google were all there. And you're...
Yeah, the Google guys, of course. Larry Page was on there. And I don't know how we were on it, but the last... two people were myself and my business partner.
So now, John Paul, when you get on a list like that, do you go like, you know what? Look, I'm going to use this. I'm going to call up Gates. I'm going to call up Zuckerberg, and
have a party like they have get together?
Listen, we're on this list together. I figured I'd just call and just hang out and say, hey, what's going on?
Yeah, actually, it's really funny. I was at an event, and Russell Simmons was there. And I went up to him. I was like, "Listen, my name's John Paul. I'm in tea and whatever." And we were actually featured in the same article a few months back. And he's looking over and he's like, "Yeah, how did you get on that thing?" And I'm like, he's looking like, "What? Who are you?"
And then you said, "Yeah, I was wondering the same thing about you, dude.
Yeah,
what are you talking about?"
Oh, that's
a lot more people drink tea than listen to rap. FYI.
it's funny, but Russell Simmons is actually a tea drinker, so
it all worked out.
It works out well.
Okay, great, so that's great to hear. Well, listen, I want you to know that you are still the Dr. Fitness and the Fat Guy official tea.
Yes, it's
the first thing on our website. We love your tea, Tavalon.com. Everybody needs to go there, especially for the holidays.
You got to remember, we found you guys years ago, not when you're rich and famous now.
Yeah, we found you in the beginning, but you guys have been great to us, and we really appreciate you coming on our show and telling our listeners about the tea. And we definitely want to speak to you in the near future as well, because it sounds like the next time we talk to you, it sounds like there's going to be 100 of these places that you're going to be in, Bloomingdale's, all across the country. You're probably going to have Tavalon stores.
They're having those cool clubs.
Let's hope so.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, John Paul,
and I'm honored to be associated with you guys. So thank you very much for all the support, and you guys have been great. So keep up the great work. The show's awesome.
Thanks, John Paul. We look forward to talking to you again. Thanks again for coming on the show today.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
All right, take care. Bye-bye.
Bye.
That's John Paul Lee Heath, the founder of Tavalon Tea. Go to their website, tavalon.com. Lee, you're a big proponent for drinking tea. You like a little of that stuff. What do you?
I like it. You know what I like now is I want to try those sachets, because then it's easy. Before, there was a process. You had to get the stuff. You got to measure it. You got to put it in there. You got to wait 6 minutes. You got to, and then you got to clean
loose,
the thing.
Right. It was loose tea.
It's like potpourri. It's like tons of it.
Yeah.
And it's chunky. I mean, they had real stuff, and it wasn't like, you know, you go to some of these tea places and they have like powdered. It looks like catnip, you know, like it's like ground down and right. They call that tea. But right. These guys had chunks like in their stuff that you'd have like a whole cranberry, you know, like you'd see dried fruit.
Good stuff.
It was awesome.
High quality stuff. So check them out at Tavalon.com. And when you're online, make sure you check out Dr. Fitness and the Fat Guy at DrFitnessAndTheFatGuy.com. Check out our new book, our new awesome book, 35 Things. What is it, Lee? 35 things to know about
raising
active kids.
I mean, really? Do you think you should learn the
name
of the book?
Throw me the damn
book. No, because then I won't remember the name of it.
What does it say on our
35 things to know to raise active kids.
I wish our publisher would have came up with a different name. Well, can't we? You
No Fat Kids. That's what I wanted. Nobody went with No Fat Kids.
We should just say No Fat Kids. But 35 things to know to raise active kids. It's out. Go get it in your bookstores right now. We're going to be touring all over the United States trying to get this book out there as well.
And parts of Canada.
So if you know Karen's that have fat kids, hand them the book. Don't try to get into a fist fight with them about why do you have fat kids. Just hand them the book.
We don't judge.
And just say, hey, listen, just read it. That's all you got to do.